Chapter 14.
Begin message from Alpha. Priority code 1. Medical emergency. Heart rate dropping from 78 beats per minute to 55 beats per minute. Cranial trauma detected. Damage to the brachial artery. 48 beats per minute. Immediate medical attention required.
Adam caught Chris as he fell, cradling him close. His logic pathways were locked as chaos overwrote his systems. He had done this. He had damaged Chris in his attempt to save him. He had broken Chris. This was his fault.
Begin message from Alpha. Immediate medical attention required. 44 beats per minute.
Adam's hands moved, settling on Chris's chest as Alpha produced a low-voltage electrical charge. Chris's body jumped as the electricity crossed his heart, shocking him. Adam watched Chris's chest, monitoring the minute rises, tracking, monitoring, reassuring himself that Chris was still breathing.
Begin message from Alpha. 54 beats per minute. Epidural swelling detected. Blood loss approaching critical levels. Deploying Microdyne biomedic nanites. Subdermal administration.
The connectors on Adam's left arm flashed silver as they reconfigured into a needle and pierced the skin. Adam verified that they had been injected directly into a blood vessel and pulled Chris close again. Rising smoothly to his feet, Adam cradled Chris against his chest as he plotted the quickest route to Chris's apartment. The course locked in, Adam broke into a sprint. Acceleration systems kicked into hyper mode as adrenaline flooded his system. Alpha continued monitoring Chris as Adam dodged around taxicabs and pedestrians alike. 3.54 minutes later, Adam was pushing Chris's door open and laying him on the couch. Chris's eyes were closed, but his breathing was regular, and the wound was closing at an accelerated rate. He could detect the communication stream between Alpha and the nanites, but chose not to review the specifics. The scenario in the alley replayed itself in his processor with crystal clarity, alternate actions flashing across his optics as possibilities, but even he did not have the ability to change the past. He had chosen the best option given the available information at the time, but somewhere along the logic path he had miscalculated. A ricochet had snapped free a piece of brick which had caused the damage to his arm, tearing the brachial artery. An infinitesimal possibility dismissed as unlikely. Unlucky but recoverable. However, the head injury was at his feet alone. He had obviously neglected some variable in his equation, and Chris's head had impacted the wall. Blood loss had complicated the situation. The memory replayed again, snapping back to the image of Chris extending his hand for Adam to shake. He had been distracted by circumstances and had not taken Chris's hand, and now Chris would not extend it to him again. Humans were predictable in that regard. They focused solely on the negative, dwelling on slights and magnifying them to the detriment of any other experience. Adam reached out, brushing a strand of hair from Chris's forehead. In his limited memory, he had not had a friend before. Cerberus employees had been clinical, cold, and following his escape, the corporation had circulated his image and tagged him with the label of criminal, destroying all chance for him to make connections with regular citizens. Chris was the first to speak to him for an extended period of time, the first to offer a connection, and he had destroyed that relationship before it had even begun. Adam closed his eyes and tried to isolate the sensation of pain deep within his core. Part of him wished that Chris had not found him, certain that if he had not, that he would not be feeling this maelstrom of pseudo-emotion. Cerberus had branded him a dangerous machine during his creation, and now it seemed that they were correct. Even when he tried to protect, he damned those closest to him. Perhaps he was foolish to leave the controlled confines of Cerberus. If he had not escaped, Chris would not be injured due to his interference.
Begin message from Alpha. Abnormality detected within Logic Processor 39 Gamma. Logic stream of primary unit has been corrupted. Beginning diagnostics. Matrodyne biomedic nanites disengaging. Blood production stimulated. Epidural swelling reversed. 72 beats per minute. Subject Chris is showing signs of waking. Continuing monitoring. Diagnostics complete. Unidentified interface pattern detected in Logic Processor 39 Gamma. Isolating and quarantining. Load balancing in progress. Load balancing complete. Logic processors online and clean.
Watching closely, Adam saw the first flicker of Chris's eyelids, and then brown eyes were looking up at him, and Adam felt a weight lift from his shoulders. "Hey." Chris's voice was hoarse, and his pupils were dilated. Adam reviewed Alpha's scans, but could find nothing to suggest that the nanites had been less than thorough.
"Adam, are you okay?"
"I am undamaged," Adam replied, and Chris relaxed.
"What happened?"
Adam took a deep breath.
"I damaged you."
"You..." Chris frowned and pushed himself up slightly, looking into Adam's eyes. Adam looked down, analyzing the thread pattern in the carpet.
"Adam, look at me."
Chris reached out, running a hand over his arm. Programming kicked in, and Adam raised his eyes until he was looking at Chris. He scanned the familiar facial features, but could find no signs of recrimination or anger, just concern and curiosity.
"Tell me what happened,"
Chris insisted, and Adam was powerless to resist.
"I miscalculated the amount of force required to remove you from the trajectory of the bullets, and your head impacted the wall as a direct result. In addition to that, a piece of brickwork was dislodged by a ricochet and damaged your brachial artery, causing blood loss. The combination of the two injuries resulted in unconsciousness. Alpha administered emergency medical treatment. Scans determined that you are 98% recovered." Adam paused before adding, "I apologize. I will remove myself as soon as you are fully recovered. Estimated time, 5.7 minutes. Chris's hand tightened on his arm.
"You're leaving?" "Logic would dictate that it is the least damaging course of action." Adam tried to look away, but Chris's order overrode his own desire. Chris's lips turned down, and Adam could recognize the sadness without consulting his databanks.
"Do you want to go?"
Adam opened his mouth to answer, but was unsure what answer Chris wished to hear. There were no indications on his face, no body language on which to base a determination. Eventually, he answered the question.
"I think it would be for the best."
"Oh." Chris breathed the word, and Adam could see disappointment in his eyes.
"I understand."
Priority interrupt. Vocal processors transferred to secondary intelligence control. Authority, Alpha.
Begin message from Alpha. Adam heard his own voice and tried to regain control, but Alpha had removed all access rights. Primary intelligence, codenamed Adam, is currently experiencing a minor malfunction in logic processors. Diagnostics suggest this may be compared to the human emotion guilt, and believes that his continued presence here will result in further injury to Chris. Current intention is to remove himself from continued association with Chris and return to the city.
Launch Program 93-17-X. Program 93-17-X launched. Cracking access codes. Subject, Alpha. Access codes cracked. Transferring vocal processor control to primary intelligence unit. Authority, Adam. Creating randomized authority codes. Randomizing authority codes created. Codes changed on all primary systems.
Chris pushed himself up to sit on the sofa and tapped the seat beside him. Adam searched his repository for the significance of the gesture, and when he found it, moved to sit beside Chris. Adam. Chris took his hand and held it between his own hands. I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to answer it honestly if you can, okay? Adam nodded. Do you want to leave? Adam's voice was low when he answered. No.